It says 8:59, but it's earlier than that. It's like 8:55, 8:54, something like around those time. It's a little earlier. Okay, and also before we begin, I'd like to thank Chaim Shalom. I don't know if you could get invisible nachas, but I wasn't here to see it, but it was very nice to know that he ably filled in for me while I was away. That's nahapochu, right? The son gives the shir and the father is in yeshiva. Right, that's a switch. That was nice. So I thank him very much for that. On the record. Yeah. So we're in on page 247. I don't know if you remember, it's been over a week. I shouldn't say unfortunately, because I was away learning. So it wasn't so unfortunate. But we're in at the end of Siman Sadi. So last time we talked about a Talmud should not daven in the proximate area of his Rebbe. And there's various reasons for that, depending on where you are. If you're in front of him, it's not nice. If you're behind him, so then again, maybe he can't step back, as we saw. Or maybe it looks like Tosa says that you're bowing down to your Rebbe, or things like that. And again, this is only with your Rebbe Mufok. This is or Gadol Hador. Rebbe Mufok is defined as someone who most of your Torah knowledge is from, or Gadol Hador. Again, Gadol Hador walks in, so then the same halacha applies. So that brings us to Chaf Vav.
Not the Mordasher. Mordasher wouldn't be in this category.
No. As much as I would like to say that, but that, no. Maybe if it was the Mordasher, like the real, you know, like the Rav of the community, right? Like, I don't know. This week it was the Haflaz Yortzeit, so it was the Rav of Frankfurt, right? You know, which is an interesting story altogether. But we'll leave that for that right now. But, okay, good. Komakom, Chafav. Komakom She'en Karen Bo Kriya Shema. So if you recall, a while ago, we were learning the halakhas of places where you're not allowed to daven because maybe there's something unseeming there, various things. So you can't say Shema if there's something like that around. There's various things. Maybe it's excrement, maybe it's urine, maybe it's a woman improperly dressed, all those type of things. So when we say that you're not allowed to say Shema there, Amy's Palimbo, also you can't daven there. Just doesn't mean Shema. I think we mentioned that then. But again, here we see it, the Machaber actually saying it, that if you can't say Shema, all those halachas we learned before in the various simanim about that, so you can't daven there either. Shem Shamar Kikim is Sol Meir Oglaim, in the same way that you have to distance yourself from if there's excrement or urine around, Vareachra, or a foul smell, Umin Ameis, or someone who has Shom as a Nifter, remember, that's for a different reason. First reasons were, and we'll see later, so excrement is a prohibition from the Torah to say Shema around there. Urine is an Issur Rabbanan. We'll see that in a little while. Reachra is again because it's not proper to say Shema in a place where there's a foul odor. We saw this in a number of places. We saw it in Hilchas Sukkah that the halacha says you shouldn't build your sukkah near like a garbage can or something like that because you'll have to make brachas and so it's not right. In New York, they were making a big deal about this a few years ago. The people used to say Kish Levana in New York. You know, they throw all the garbage out on the street and they come around and pick it up. So a lot of times you're saying Kish Levana, and, you know, there's garbage or who knows what, you know. When you say Kish Levana, sometimes, you know, also, even though they're a little better in Los Angeles about picking up after what dogs leave, but sometimes not, you know, so you gotta. Okay, so anyways, a mace, if you recall, that's because of Loa Glorosh. You're not allowed to say Shema if there's a dead body because it's like you're mocking him. You can't say Shema, and I'm saying Shema, right?
Is that just a Jew?
Yeah. Oh, Maria Sayerba, as I mentioned before, also a woman who's improperly dressed. Kriya Shema kach marchikim l'tefila. So the same thing, we have to distance ourselves from all these various categories when for davening. For davening too. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings up, again, we don't appreciate this, as I've mentioned throughout. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah says, when the Mechaber says you're not allowed to daven in these places, same way you can't do it for Shema, so too for davening. So the Mishnah Berurah adds, also learning. You can't learn. It's not just Shema and davening. You can't learn in any of these situations. And also any Dover Shebikdushas, like saying, well, Kasha is a little different from Mace, but saying Baruch Hu or laning or you know any of that type of stuff, also these same halachas apply if there's excrement or urine or all this type of stuff. Now again, as I started saying, we don't appreciate this, but the Mishnah Berurah brings, well, let's go on to Chaf Zayin and we'll get a little more into this. Haya Omer B'Tfilah, so you're davening. V'hishtin Tinok B'Beis HaKnesset, then there's a baby in shul, which is one of the reasons why a lot of shuls don't allow a baby into shul. But there was a baby in the shul, and the baby urinated. Yishtok Ashi Yavi Mayim. Now, again, they didn't have Pampers or other, so maybe what the baby did is, yeah, on the floor, right? So that's obviously the case we're talking about. It's not covered up or anything like that. So Yishtok Ashi Yavi Mayim. So they have to wait in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Stop. Stop and wait till they bring water. Lahatil alamei raglaim, to put on the urine, and therefore when they put the water on it, that nullifies it. And you continue on. Or oyelach lefana avdal amos, or you move away from where the incident is, four amos, oletzadav, or it could be to the side, four amos, right? Four amos away. Oyetze mebeik sakneset, the vegan ritual. Now this is the interesting one. Or leave the shul and finish your davening. Okay? So obviously all you realize what this entails, right? You're going to break your stance, or forget the minion. I mean, don't forget the minion, but right, you normally we talk about you have to keep your feet together and stay where you are. So here you're moving out, right? So we'll talk about that. The Rama says, the Yosser Tov, what's better is Leilach L'makom Acher, right? Go to another place. V'lo Yishtok, Shema Yishai Kedei Ligmor Skulo. So Rama says the best thing is don't wait. The Ramah goes with option B. In other words, get out of there. Get out of there. And the problem is, and we've seen this a number of times, because if you're going to wait, you might wait long enough. You might wait the amount of time it would take you to finish davening. So if you were silent and you waited the amount of time it takes to finish davening, since there's a shiloh, whether you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, because you could have finished. You could have finished. So therefore, the Ramah says, get out of there as quickly as you can, finish diving. So again, the Ramah is going according to that opinion, that if you wait long enough that you could have hypothetically finished Shemoneh Esrei while you're waiting for them to bring the water and all that type of stuff, you could have finished Shemoneh Esrei. So then you get into a problem of that maybe you should have started, you have to start Shemoneh Esrei all over again and all that entails.
It's a big problem if you're at the end.
Right. Now, tomorrow, we're running a little late, so tomorrow we'll get into this a little more, and we'll add another wrinkle. Let's say it's not you. Let's say you're not davening. Other people are davening. So should you inform them that there's a problem, right? Maybe they're really into their davening, very likely, and they're totally oblivious what's going on. So right, maybe you're sitting there learning or whatever, so you see what's going on, and they're oblivious to it, so should you stop them? Should you stop them and inform them, hey, you know, stop, you got a problem? Or should you not? Very interesting, Shiloh. Okay, we'll get into that, Mir Sashem, Bli Nether, hopefully. Tomorrow, Bli Nether. Tomorrow, yeah. Okay.